आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर एंड सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर नरेंद्र मोदी टू एड्रेस टू रैलीज फॉर झारखंड असेंबली इलेक्शंस टुडे। टुडे इज लास्ट डेट फॉर विड्रॉल ऑफ कैंडिडेचर फॉर महाराष्ट्र असेंबली पोल्स। जम्मू एंड कश्मीर असेंबली टू मीट टुडे टू इलेक्ट न्यू स्पीकर। मध्य प्रदेश गवर्नमेंट हाइक्स कॉम्पनसेशन फॉर ह्यूमन डेथ इन वाइल्ड लाइफ अटैक टू 25 लाख रूपीज। 7th session of International Solar Alliance Assembly to begin in New Delhi this morning. India bags 17 medals including 4 gold at Under 19 World Boxing Championships in Colorado, US. And Hockey India Senior Men's National Championship to begin today in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Senior BJP Leader Narendra Modi will address two election rallies in Jharkhand today to garner support for BJP-led NDA candidates for assembly elections. Jharkhand BJP President and former Chief Minister Babulal Marandi said the Prime Minister will address the first public meeting in Garhwa at around 11:30 a.m. and the other at around 3 p.m. in Chaibasa. These will be PM Modi's first election rallies in Jharkhand after announcement of poll schedule in the state. The state is witnessing two-phased polling to be held on the 13th and the 20th of November. In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Lohardaga Assembly Constituency of Jharkhand. Lohardaga will go to polls in the first phase on the 13th of this month. More from our correspondent.
Lohardaga is a reserved assembly constituency for scheduled tribe. The sitting Congress MLA Rameshwar Urao is contesting assembly elections for the second time. Earlier he was an MP from Lohardaga parliamentary constituency, which comprises 5 assembly constituencies. NDA ally AJSU candidate Neeru Shanti Bhagat is pitted against Rameshwar Urao. Yashpal Bhagat of BSP is also trying his luck from this seat. All the 17 candidates, including 8 independent candidates, are in the fray, but the main contest is between Rameshwar Urao of Congress and Neeru Sheila Bhagat of AJSU. Establishment of bauxite-based industry, unemployment and migration of people are the main issues in this constituency. Now it is to be seen which candidate is succeeded to persuade voters by raising issues for overall development of Lohardaga constituency. With KK Lal's report, Nitya Franco, Akashwani News.
Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for Maharashtra Assembly elections. The state will go to polls on the 20th of this month in single phase to elect a new assembly. Major alliances competing are the ruling Mahayuti and the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi. The ruling Mahayuti alliance, consisting of the BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP, and the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, comprising the Congress, Shiv Sena, UBT and NCP Sharad Chandra Pawar, are the main contenders for power, though smaller parties and independents are also in the poll fray. More from our correspondent.
As the time frame for withdrawal of nomination for the Maharashtra Assembly election ends today, the final figures and seat-sharing arrangement is going to be clear. Meanwhile, various political parties are kick-starting their campaign for the upcoming elections. Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde addressed rallies in Mumbai yesterday. Deputy Chief Minister and NCP leader Ajit Pawar canvassed in Baramati. According to reports, Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is going to address 11 rallies in the state after 8th November. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is going to address rallies in Nagpur and Mumbai on 6th of November. Voting in the state will be held on 20th November and counting of votes will take place on 23rd November. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Jammu and Kashmir Assembly will meet today to elect its new speaker, with senior NC leader and former minister Abdul Rahim Rathair proposed for the post. As per the list of business for today, released by the Assembly Secretariat, the House will meet at 10:30 a.m. and the election of the Speaker is the first item on the agenda. The election of the new Speaker is likely to be easy, as the National Conference has 41 MLAs, while Allies Congress has 6 and CPIM 1 in the 90-member Assembly. Madhya Pradesh government increased compensation to the kin of those killed in wild animal attacks to 25 lakh rupees from 8 lakh rupees. More than 3 times increase has been announced in the compensation after the incident in which 2 people were trampled to death by an elephant near Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve in Umaria district. The Forest Department has also captured the elephant that killed 2 people in Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve. More from our correspondent.
To prevent such incidents in future, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has also announced the formation of a state-level elephant task force in the state.
हाथी मित्र के भी एक दल बनाने का निर्णय किया ताकि बफर क्षेत्र में ग्रामीण समुदाय की भागीदारी हाथी और मानव के सहअस्तित्व को स्थायी कर सके उनको सुनिश्चित कर सके.
Elephant friends will be deployed in Madhya Pradesh to ensure elephant-human coexistence. Similarly, various steps like solar fencing to save farmers' crops, connecting farmers with agroforestry and other alternative works apart from agriculture, and adopting the best practices of the states of Karnataka, Kerala and Assam will also be taken. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The 7th session of the International Solar Alliance or ISA Assembly will be inaugurated at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The ISA Assembly will deliberate on initiatives of International Solar Alliance that impact energy access, security and traditions with a focus on empowering member countries to adopt solar energy and mobilize finance to speed up solar deployment. More from our correspondent.
The 7th session of the International Solar Alliance is going to be held under the presidency of India and co-presidency of France. Minister, mission heads and delegates from 120 members and signatory countries along with partner organizations and stakeholders will come together in the assembly. During the 3-day assembly, major focus will be on the initiatives to improve energy access, security and transition. At this assembly, the fulcrum of the discussions will be the means and modes that will be adopted to accelerate solar deployment across member countries, especially in regions with limited energy access. Additionally, updates on ISA's flagship initiatives for entrepreneurs, skill enhancement and capacity building, mobilizing finance and advocacy for solar energy as a choice will be presented. Sumit Saha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has observed that with the introduction of new technologies, modern train sets and completion of electrification next year, rail travel in the country is all set to undergo a phenomenal change within the next 5 to 7 years. He was inaugurating a media event in Kozhikode yesterday evening. The minister said under the Amrit Bharat Station Redevelopment Scheme, 1,334 stations are being redeveloped at a cost of 1 lakh crore rupees, of which construction is progressing in 1,100 stations. Mr. Vaishnav said the government is planning to set up a chain of Indian Institute of Creative Technology in different parts of the country to tap the huge creative potential that India has.
When we reviewed the station, I asked the team, can you find area where we can develop an IT hub? So GM Saab was very proactive and he immediately looked at the map and identified a land of about 5 acres. So I have requested him that please develop that area so that tomorrow a nice IT hub can be developed for Kozhikode, the city of letters.
Indian Railways is operating around 25 festival special trains today, originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Seharsa, Varanasi, Ayodhya, Lucknow, Patna, Muzaffarpur, Gorakhpur, Prayagraj, Darbhanga, Indore and Thiruvananthapuram. According to the railways, 145 extra special trains are being operated from the 2nd to the 8th of this month to ensure smooth travel during the Chhath Puja. Talking to Akashvani News, Executive Director of Railway Board, Dilip Kumar said that the railways is set to carry more than 1 crore passengers during the festive period.
Today, we have planned to run more than 185 special trains. Wherever the crowd is more, we are arranging not only the clone trains of the popular trains, but also the special trains. Some of the rakes have been kept in the yard. Whenever the situation demands, we plan additional number of trains. For regular trains also, we are ensuring that passengers board the train without any discomfort. For that, we have created the holding area at the important stations. Round the clock, control office has been opened to monitor the situation.
Canadian MP Chandra Arya has spoken out against a recent attack by Khalistan supporters on Hindu worshippers at the Hindu Sabha temple in Brampton. In a social media post, Mr. Arya condemned the violence and criticized how Canadian laws on freedom of expression are being exploited, allowing extremists to act with impunity. On to sports now. India delivered an impressive performance at the Under-19 World Boxing Championships in Colorado, USA, securing 17 medals, including 4 golds, across the men's and women's categories. The Indian squad, featuring 19 boxers, 9 men and 10 women, saw 12 athletes reach the finals, with every female boxer winning a medal. The 4 gold medalists included Hemant Sangwan, the only male champion, and female champions Krisha Verma, Parthvi Grewal and Vanshika Goswami. Of the medalists, 11 were Khelo India athletes, 8 of whom trained at the Sports Authority of India's National Centre of Excellence, Rohtak. The 14th Hockey India Senior Men's National Championship kicks off today at Chennai's Mayor Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium. Running until November 16, the tournament will see 31 teams divided into 8 pools battling for the title. In the league stage, teams will face off within their pools, with the top team from each pool advancing to the quarterfinals on November 13. The semi-finals are set for November 15, followed by the final and a third-fourth place playoff on November 16. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahi and South Interior Karnataka today. According to the IMD, Andaman and Nicobar Islands are expected to receive heavy rainfall tomorrow. The air quality in Delhi NCR is continuously deteriorating, with the air quality index, or AQI, reaching 373 this morning. The air quality in the region remains in the very poor category. According to Central Pollution Control Board, or CPCB data, the AQI in some parts of the city reached severe levels, crossing the 400 mark. Anand Vihar recorded an AQI 433, Rohini 409, Punjabi Bagh 404, and Arkipuram recorded an AQI of 393. AQI in Bhavana station hit 408. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Saira. Delhi gasps for fresh air as pollution levels ring alarm bells. Hindustan Times writes, pollution at season's high due to slow winds, falling temperature. The Pioneer writes, congratulations, Delhi AQI is 500. Newspapers have widely noticed Union Home Minister Amit Shah's remarks at the Jharkhand rally. We'll bring uniform civil code, tribals will be out. Tribals will be kept out, says Shah. Grenade hurled at Sunday market in Srinagar, 12 injured, writes the Times of India. New Zealand beat India 3-0 in historic whitewash, says the Timesman. Says the Statesman, while the Indian Express headlines, Team India crumbles, old, guard and new as New Zealand do the clean sweep 3-0. And finally, the Economic Times writes, festive sales end with a bang, adding e-commerce platforms recorded total sales of nearly 1 lakh crore rupees during the festive season. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and Senior BJP Leader Narendra Modi to address 2 rallies for Jharkhand Assembly elections today. Today is last date for withdrawal of candidature for Maharashtra Assembly polls. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly to meet today to elect new Speaker. Madhya Pradesh government hikes compensation for human death in wildlife attack to 25 lakh rupees. 7th session of International Solar Alliance Assembly to begin in New Delhi this morning. India bags 17 medals, including 4 gold at Under-19 World Boxing Championships in Colorado, USA. And Hockey India Senior Men's National Championship to begin today in Chennai. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.